Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ, are in the studio basking in the afterglow of a successful DEMA 2019. CJ had a great time.
I had too much fun.
By the way, we got a, you know, the there's some pictures out on the web of us at the Reaching Out Awards where Captain Slate and Zig and Joanne from Beneath the Sea got the big, you know, it's kind of like the Hall of Fame of diving for DEMA, and they got their award at the Hard Rock. We were there celebrating with them and had some awesome pictures. The one of us and Captain Slade and the dive god Neil Watson. I mean, we were just having the time of our lives. And hats off to Captain Slade. What an honor. And yes. Zig and all those folks. It was good stuff. Everybody was there. We just had a blast, right, gang? Yeah, you're with me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't with you.
Yeah, well, Jerry, no, I had a good time. This is my first time there.
Yeah. Jerry, you were there in spirit, but you missed out. That's the bottom line.
I didn't see Barry. Barry, you weren't there Friday, right?
Yeah.
No, I was there Thursday. I wanted to be there for the big award.
He wanted to be there for our award and didn't stay overnight.
I sent Greg the video. He should have it by
Congratulations
now.
Congratulations on that, Greg.
Well, thank you, Pete. I appreciate it. It actually is much...
I am jealous.
...joking that we made about it. It actually was quite an honor. And the video they put together... as part of our acceptance.
That was great.
It was really nice. Great. And I had never seen it until they gave us the award. And I was like, wow, that was pretty awesome.
Where can I see this video? It's going to be online somewhere.
It is at on the Scuba Radio Facebook page.
It's burnt now.
Because I have been a little bit under the weather, I have not had an opportunity to post it up at scubaradio.com yet. But it will get up there this week. But we got, you know, because of this little DEMA flu thing.
Did
we
go to
up.
DEMA?
Yeah.
DEMA's Facebook page has got it.
Well, it's on our Facebook page, too. So if you, the Scuba Radio Facebook page, you'll see a link to it. But it's really nice, couple minutes long, and they pulled some really nice pictures. Now, look, one of the other things that happened at the DEMA show was our friend Roz from the UK was there celebrating with us as she does every year, but she did something special. On her own, and we kind of helped assist a little bit, and she's on with us right now. Roz, how are you?
I'm fine, Greg. How are you?
I'm good. Now you're across back home across the pond, so it's like what, 2 o'clock in the morning or something? What time is it there? What do you think?
It's 9 o'clock at night, and it's pitch black, and of course we've got Christmas lights coming soon.
Well, there you go.
So we've got all the trees in fall looking very, very pretty, and it's kind of cold and misty, and yes.
Yeah. So it feels British colder weather. To you because you have no hair, is my guess. Is that right?
Oh, Greg, it's bizarre. It's as though someone is pouring dry, cold water over my head.
Oh, well, that's a lovely feeling, isn't it?
It's Well, actually, because I do cold water diving, it's fine. Just feels a bit odd having channels of cold going over my head.
All right. Well, just to back up a bit, what happened was Roz called me a few weeks ago and she said, look, Greg, I want to shave my head at DEMA. Can I do it on stage with you one morning for the DEMA show? And I'm like, oh, hell yeah. We've never done that before. We never shaved anybody's head. We got too many bald people that are part of our crew already. We don't have anybody's head to shave. So we need a new one.
CJ.
Yeah. And so we brought.
I feel like that was directed at me.
No, I don't know why. Why wouldn't you say that, Curly? Come on.
I don't know.
So, CJ, I mean, not CJ. Roz said she wanted to shave her head and raise some money for charity. And I was like, well, that's awesome. And so, sure enough, on Saturday morning, she came up on stage. We brought the clippers, the whole thing. And I got to cut off a couple locks of hair, off of Roz's noggin there. And I will tell you, Roz, and I'm not just saying this. You know, I was like, this is going to be a total mess. I mean, I was like, this could go horribly wrong. I mean,
way to go, Greg.
You know, you might cut her hair, and then it
such
looks
a
just
pessimist.
Terrible. After we did it, I thought you looked pretty awesome. The do that you were left with, you look like a. Yeah, you kind of had kind of like a punk rocker. I mean, like you're ready to kick some butt. You know what I'm saying, Roz?
You're digging yourself deeper, Greg.
No, I'm serious. I thought it looked pretty awesome.
I got some interesting looks in the ladies' room when I was traveling home.
Yeah.
Like,
hey, you're in the wrong one. Is that what you're saying?
Something along those lines.
Okay, all right. Well, I don't know. I just thought you looked more, you know, like UK punkish. Yeah, I mean,
Roz, you'd have gotten far different looks in the male's men's room.
Yes, I certainly would have done. Mm-hmm. I have to, Greg, because you know what? The audience on Saturday morning were amazing.
Yeah.
Do you know how much they put into the bag that Martin was passing around?
No, how much money did you raise? Because you did like you had almost $3,000, I think, Saturday morning. Is that right? Something like that before we started?
The audience outside DEMA put in $200 between them.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. So you raised a few more $100 and just people saying, like, hey, we'll give you $20 to cut off a lock of Roz's hair. And that's what we did, just so you goosed it just a little. And
audience were amazing. Thank you.
Yeah.
I do think it's odd, Greg, that you're wearing it in a locket around your neck, but that's cool.
Well, that's better as
he does love
it's a better as opposed to a shrine, you know, in a corner of the room.
Yeah, with candles
and
taping it on your eyebrows is a bit much.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, Roz, congratulations. I think that was a noble effort as much as we could. So, it was a unique way to raise some money for some charitable causes that I know you hold dear and are going to put to good work. You're going to put that money to good work. But I just thought it was a nice creative idea.
Hey, Greg.
Yes. Yes.
Why did Roz cut her hair?
Because she was raising money for charity. She thought this would be a
tide.
Do we have a charity?
She wanted a haircut. Pete.
Wait, what, is he setting me up for a joke or no?
No, I want to know what the charity was.
Oh, it was a group of them, right, Roz? You didn't limit it to one. Yeah.
So my hair donated to the British version of Locks for Love, which is the Little Princess Trust.
Oh, very cool.
And that's going to be he's going to help make a real hair wig for a child suffering from cancer. And then it's being split. The money's being split in three lots. So some is going to a lifeboat in St. Abbs. And in 2015, the RNLI announced that they weren't going to support a lifeboat anymore. And there was a lot of us busy campaigning saying, hey, we need a lifeboat. So this lifeboat's now run by volunteers and depends on donations. So some money's going there. Some money is going to a mountain rescue team on Snowdon, and that will help pay for rescue kit. And then some money will be paid towards the Bile Duct Cancer Charity, and it's going to help pay towards peer-reviewed research. It's going to help pay for a PhD or a grant into this. And I plan to report back, Greg, when they publish a paper where the money's helped fund it. I'll come back to you and say what they found in Bile Duct Cancer Research. And if I can, I'll let you know what money was spent on a lifeboat and on the mountain rescue team. Like they bought rope or petrol or you know, I'll tell you what they bought if I'm able to.
Sure. That'd be awesome.
Cool. The hair grows back quick, Roz. Trust me.
Boy.
Oh, thanks for-
you can't see CJ, can you?
No, I can't.
Good.
How much, Roz, did you actually raise at DEMA?
I'm right. So total, I raised about 1,500 English pounds, which is...
That's like $2 million US.
Well, I, so may be,
I might be off. I don't really know how the conversion
works. You're off by a few quid.
Okay.
The folks were amazing at DEMA. Really, really amazing. Some companies and some individuals have been quite remarkable. And I've raised about £1,500 here. So I'm now about 3,300, and if I can get it pushed a little more, then I will do.
Well, Roz, that is awesome. I got to ask, though, I know it's late there in the UK, being that you're live with us from across the pond. Can you hang for a few minutes and tell us about some of the stuff you saw at DEMA, or do you want to go to bed?
Yeah. No,
and how's your lovely mother?
Oh, yeah, she's with her mother. Okay, she said no, so I'm going to leave her at that, and then we're going to come back and talk to more with Roz from the UK and the rest of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Did you throw a trident?
Yeah, there were horses and a man on fire, and I killed a guy with a trident.
Rick, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. You should find yourself a safe house or a relative close by. Lay low for a while, because you're probably wanted for murder.
Heat up the pool a little before you dive in.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Of course, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me.
What up?
We got Jerry the Diver Guy. We got Barry the Bugger. We got Captain Walt DeMartini, the birthday boy. Pete from Scuba Board, we still got him? Is he still with us? Or did we?
No, I'm not here.
Okay. Pete's not with us, but we hear his spirit. He's here in spirit.
What's that say? Pete the Chinaman? I can't read it from here. I can't read that from here.
Okay. We'll
chairman?
Go
the chairman.
There it is.
All right. Well, we got the Aqua Gypsy,
chairman
too.
Chairman of the Scuba Board.
And I see her.
Oh, Sosai.
Yeah.
Sosai.
So we got we lost a mermaid. There. What, you guys grilled her up and ate her?
It happens.
Yeah. But Scuba Radio, Scuba Squad.
She had to wash her tail with Tide.
Yes. Okay. All right. Moving on.
Sauteed.
So Roz from the UK, she's the one staying up because it's like, you know, like we said earlier.
9 o'clock.
3 o'clock in the morning. Got it.
Wrong.
So Roz, you know, you did some great stuff with raising money for charity by shaving your head, but also you saw some stuff at DEMA that caught your eye, I assume. Am I right or what?
Yes, I did. Fourth Element has got some gorgeous new thermal underwear that they brought out. And they had some interesting times testing it because they used an environmentally cold room. They took it down to about minus 17. And the test diver was busy strutting his stuff in the cold room. And Jim Standing, who's one of the founders of Fourth Element, hadn't actually thought about what he was wearing that day. And he was filming the diver with a thermal imaging camera. And, of course, minus 17. So Jim ended up gibbering in this environmental cold room whilst the diver was snug and warm. Thank you very much.
Gibbering?
Yeah. So, does that translate to like shrinkage in American or what? I don't
know. No, it means shivering.
Greg. Oh, yeah. That's what I thought.
Right.
I don't know. Okay.
Oh,
but yes.
I know what you said, 3,300 pounds, Ross?
The money raised. What does it mean, Roz? I mean, okay, Brittany.
That translates to a little over $4,200 U.S. dollars.
Sweet.
But thank you, Roz.
Yes, big
a little
money.
Under that $1.5 million that you were thinking.
Yeah, well, you know, close enough.
Greg's never been known for his mathematics.
Math
skills.
Sucks. Come on, let's
go, Roz. I'm proud of you, girl.
There's no math underwater. We don't have to do math underwater. So,
Very generous.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Well, yeah. But okay, so the Fourth Element folks, they had those on display, and it's kind of cool they got that material. It's all recycled material now, right? In their wetsuits?
Yes, that's right. They've been at the start of the green environmental thing for a very long time.
Yeah, it's definitely catching on big time throughout the industry now, though, with the wetsuits. I mean, many brands are doing this now.
Yeah, other companies are now embracing it, which is good. Yeah.
Shiver me knickers.
I wish Fourth Element would bring back the Jacques Cousteau shirt.
Yeah, they did have a pretty cool, a popular shirt.
Cousteau.
It was his face, and it was made out of
sea creatures. Like sharks,
that's right.
And whatever.
And then all the sea creatures molded together to make his face.
Clever.
Neat, huh? And that was a Fourth Element thing. I remember that from a few years ago. Okay, so Roz, what else did you see? Anything in particular equipment? I mean, we talked about this hemorrhoid from Russia helmet, but you know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea.
Okay, we'll just leave it lie then. But
I have a question for Roz. Did you see the new Garmin presentation of the Trekker device that they have out?
Yeah, you hear about
that? I missed that.
Yeah. Tell us about that, Pete.
And here I should have looked it up before I got online. I can't remember the name of it. But it's a Garmin device. It's not a watch. It's not anything like that. But it's a personal locator beacon with a subscription to it.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of you having to be VHF to anybody, it goes straight to the satellite. So you always have connection. You can text people. You can have text stored in there. You can connect with your phone and text. If you're out to sea, they're coming out with a waterproof down to 300 feet capsule for it in January. But it just, you know, when you pop up, the boat can see where you're at and see that you're drifting 2.2 knots to the southeast. I think it's awesome.
Well, sounds interesting. I mean, a monthly fee is always a pain for me. I don't like those. But, hey, they got to make a few bucks. I don't blame them. But, you know, peace of mind, safety, being drifted out. Say it again, Roz.
Pete, I did see a computer by Serenity, and they're building in this tracking device of where to find the boat. So you click a button, and it takes you back to the boat, and that's coming out of France.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, Roz, back me up on this, but I saw quite a bit of innovation going on. I mean, it seemed like there were a few more, like, new product-type things out there on display at the DEMA show last week than maybe the year before. I mean, that's very anecdotal. I don't know. But did you get that vibe or no? What do you think?
I, I would say it was probably the same as last year.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's good to see that we have got, we've still got innovation coming in.
Right.
But it's very difficult, Greg, to actually innovate fundamentally in our industry. It's all small little stuff. It's,
right.
There's not many major changes that you can make at the moment.
I agree. Now I'm just reaching over here. The Brittany was with me and saw this Visible 247 reusable, non-toxic, non-radioactive glow stick device. Remember this? You saw those too, huh, Roz?
That.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah. Actually, you know, it's just like you look. What is
that? That looks very interesting. It looks very interesting, and I think we're probably going to see a bidding war maybe for it, because I can see it being applied in lots of different ways.
Yes.
I've been playing with one, and the visibility drop, the light glow drops off after about 20 minutes, but it still glows for a significant period of time. And the fact that you can recharge it, and you should be able to recharge it easily underwater by shining your torch on it,
right,
to recharge it, is this is a significant step forward, because it means that we're ditching the silums, which is good. We're getting rid of plastic.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting rid of chemicals. I think that this is probably the most exciting development that was at the show.
I agree. Yeah, visible247.com is a website. You can check it out. But, yeah, I don't know. They said if you activate it with a light, it would last for an entire dive. Now, maybe you did it and it didn't last quite as much. But like you said, you just shine your light on it again and it picks up the glow. But it lasts for like 5 years. So, obviously, it could limit plastics and all that kind of good stuff. So, anyway, great stuff. Roz, thanks so much. Go to sleep. We'll continue with the Scuba Squad, reflecting more on DEMA 2019 next.
Cheerio.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me, and then we got the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad right now, made up of Pete from Scuba Board, Captain Walting.
Greg coming on yet?
Yes, I'm right here. Pete, can't hear me again?
Can hear you fine.
Oh, you can hear me.
I had you on mute because sometimes you put the show through while we're talking.
Okay.
Between breaks.
Well, yeah, that's what I do. I do that sometimes, Pete. Is that okay?
You do.
Right.
It's awesome.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. It is Captain Walt's birthday today, though.
So, happy birthday.
Yay. Captain Walt DeMartini.
You know what that means? There's no rum left in South Florida.
Whoa. Good point. True. There's no doubt about that. Oh, I see we got Kristen back, too. I thought Kristen had disappeared. I see Kristen. How are you, Kristen?
I was having a little bit of a Wi-Fi issue.
Ah, okay. Well, that's acceptable. You're still welcome anytime. Jerry the diver guy, Barry the boater, and, of course, the aqua gypsy, Brittany. Now, we've covered the hydroid thing. We've covered the glow stick stuff. We mentioned the Japanese diving already before you got on, Brittany. Was there anything else that caught your eye at DEMA last week that you wanted to dive deeper into? Or what do you think?
There was one. Okay, so a couple of different things that both you and I saw. One being the pinging device, whereas
hey, excuse me,
where your buddy was underwater.
Oh, the pinging. She said pinging.
Gotcha.
Pinging.
Okay.
Sonar.
Echolocation, like dolphins. Remember we were talking about that?
Right.
Think, Greg. Think.
Well, no, you were talking during the break that I told CJ.
Greg, here.
I'm going to see Frozen 2 tonight after the show with the family. And I said, hey, we got to do a new Christmas song to let it go. Let it go. Don't hold it in too long. And I was thinking that'd be a good, you know, holiday Scuba Radio Christmas song we could do. So that was on my mind. So that explains why I didn't quite understand what she was saying. She was saying pinging. He's pinging. Yeah, I saw I was a little bit under the weather. Drugs are kicking in. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Jackie and Peter are fun. They go to concerts. They are both getting their scuba licenses.
Hey, don't like scuba people. I'm a dry land guy.
I know how you feel about fish people.
No, fish people are the worst, okay? Scuba,
scuba. I think you should give it to me. Scuba,
scuba. What? Scuba boy, won't
you
take
me there too? You know me. Scuba boy, won't you
take me there too? Hell of a party. Scuba boy.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
That's a good thing when you're listening to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and CJ's in the studio with me. We got the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web, and we're reflecting on DEMA 2019.
Hey Greg.
Yes,
hey.
Jerry the Diver hey. Guy. Yes.
We have Yuba, the fish whisperer, is on the Facebook feed live.
What? Yuba? Explain Yuba, that again.
Yeah. The fish whisperer is on now.
The fish whisperer is on Facebook today?
Yes, yes.
And that would be who?
Yuba Harrington.
From?
Wallace. I don't know.
Just they just claimed to be the fish whisperer.
Yeah,
huh?
He's a fish whisperer.
All right. And Yuba is a guy.
Yeah,
all
I
right.
guess.
All right. Well, welcome. We didn't mention that you can plainly see us on Facebook Live once again. We apologize for that, but we appreciate you joining on Facebook Live from wherever you might be.
They can see like 2/3 of your head.
That's all they want to see.
From that angle.
You don't want the whole thing. Trust me. That's what you're here for. You're the eye candy this week.
No, and we're in trouble.
Drink it in, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, Greg, we also have to talk about the underwater iPhone case that we found.
Yes, we do.
Thank you, Brittany.
We're excited about that one.
That was really something, I got to say. And we're going to dive deeper into this in the coming weeks, I have a feeling, because I think I'm going to get my hands on one of these. But they're available on Amazon now. Do you have the name of it in front of you, Brittany, or no? I don't have it at my fingertips, but
I'll look it up right now. Yeah. It was absolutely incredible. Very, very cool.
Well, what
and there
was
some nice shirts that you saw.
Yeah, we'll get to those, Barry. Thanks for bringing that up. But let's talk about this housing for, cell phones. And it worked for iPhones, Android phones. It was universal housing, which I've worked with these things in the past, but I've had problems with being able to operate the controls on your phone. Most of them are these devices use some type of Bluetooth interface or electronic type interface to connect with the phone, because obviously when you put your phone in a housing, you can't control, you know, all the stuffs on the touchscreen.
Is that what happens when I hear you say, damn these thumbs?
That might have a little bit to do with it. But in this particular case, this company has solved it. I want to say Diver Lock or Diver Volk or something, and we'll get it. We'll get this for you soon. But what they've done, they evidently have the patent on a squishy screen, which is like a liquid cover on the back of the housing. So when you put the phone in there, you can push through that and actually activate the touchscreen on your iPhone or Android phone.
So it's like a clear goo.
Kind of like a gooey pressing thing, but
so
it allows.
You're saying it's like a gooey mess.
It is. No, it's not a mess. It's actually self-contained. Doesn't create no mess, and it actually has a bladder on it too. So when you go at depth, the problem with this stuff in the past too is that when you go to a certain depth, even the squishy stuff wouldn't work. But now they've got a bladder in there. It adjusts during depending on how deep you go. Bottom line, you have entire access to all the controls on your iPhone or your Android phone.
So it's like a jellyfish.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, you just have access to all the controls, all the apps, everything. You can do topside on your phone. You can do underwater, which has been a big problem. And the plus side is not only do you have access to it, you're not using another third party, you know, app you don't like or you're not familiar with and all that kind of stuff. It's just like taking your iPhone underwater. And if it does what they say it does, and I have no reason to think it doesn't, they might have a game changer situation going on here. And the bonus is it's already available now on Amazon. So it's out
right
there.
Now.
And you can get them. It ranges depending on which model you get.
And what's it called again?
I want to say Diver. Oh, man, I have it somewhere. Diver.
Did you find it, Britt?
Yeah, Brittany.
I haven't found it yet.
I want to say.
What was also great about it was that you could put any attachment on the top of it. You could put filming lights. You could put strobes. You could put whatever you wanted to put on top of it. You could even put, I don't know, some other squishy things if you wanted.
Well, okay. I guess you could do that.
Stress balls?
You could do that.
Maybe. Squishy accessories?
No, they just had, like shoes for lights Bobble and heads. Things like that. So it was very modular system, and that's what would affect a little bit of the price, depending on what model you want to get. But it looked like it ranged anywhere from, I don't know, like $150 to up towards, like if you got enough accessories, you might push it up towards $300 or so. But still, I mean, this thing was pretty impressive looking.
And there's like a membrane, you said? You pop your phone out when you're done with the dive.
Actually, here's the kicker. You don't even have to take your phone out of the housing to charge
it. No, you could charge it in the housing.
Yeah. So you just leave it.
What?
Like, yeah, that it's amazing because, so, you know, all the newer phones are having wireless charging. You can just literally lay it down on a charging pad, and it'll charge. You don't have to take it out of the housing, which is ideal for a liveaboard scenario.
Witchcraft.
No, it is. You'd think at first that it's magic, exactly. But no, I think it's just they've come up with a pretty cool solution to a problem that we've been having with this, this approach to underwater photography and video with iPhones and cell phones and the like that these guys may have actually solved. So we'll see. I was very impressed with that and talked to them a little bit, and we're going to hopefully connect with them over the next few weeks. I might actually get my hands on one and try to take it underwater here in a few weeks. We'll see what happens.
Cool.
So, okay, let's talk about Barry's thing. He's a fashion plate, as we all know, being the sport, the person who likes to sport a watchman's cap on every edition of Scuba Radio that you can. You're not legally allowed to see on our Facebook Live closed caption video feed because, well, you know, if this got out and it started a trend, you know, they'd probably come after him for, you know, infringing on the Cousteau name or something like that. Because
something, you know, like that.
Yeah. But we saw these shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Like to cover Barry up as much as possible. And this this group of, this artist down in the Keys, they have these shirts. You know, kind of like your typical, you know, Florida shirt kind of thing.
So Barry's got a new wardrobe. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't know if he bought any yet, but he definitely.
No, I didn't buy
it. It caught his eye. And the reason was it's Lobster Trap Art was the name of the company. But they're I don't think they're a huge operation. But the guy's, he does underwater photography. And he had a shirt of a Florida spiny lobster. And he had, you know, multiplied the picture like, you know, by probably there must be like 300, 400 lobsters on this button down shirt. Nice material, kind of like a, you know, silk, like rash guard kind of button down shirt for a guy covered in Florida spiny lobster.
And you could put melted butter in the pockets.
You could.
You could, yeah. I think but you it could, would be actually. The nice thing was.
Smell good. Yeah.
Most of the lobster shirts you see have, Maine lobsters on them.
So right.
You see one with the Caribbean lobster on there.
It's the real deal.
Florida lobster.
Spiny lobster.
Yeah, the real deal.
It says that and you know your Florida lobster.
Yeah, I'm sick of those Maine lobsters getting all the love.
Yeah, you're not some kind of wannabe poser.
Then they'll go to Red Lobster.
That's right. You don't. You're a Florida spiny lobster hunter. or and or lobster. Nice, it'd be a good bug boy.
Scuba radio shirt.
It'd be and it would be a great bug boy uniform.
It would. I need to get one of those.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, for bug boy,
right? Exactly.
Sure. I'll try to get in touch with him.
Yes.
It would be a nice drunken sailor shirt as well.
You know what? The guy had a bunch of different designs.
You know, it is almost that time of year.
For the drunken sailor to switch out of his pirate gear or actually just worn out.
Become Santa clothes. Again.
Yeah, he might do it. We did see him there briefly at the end of the show. I haven't seen him since.
Are we going to have a Scuba Radio Christmas crap extravaganza this year?
How can we not?
Are we going to have a play?
No. Stab him.
Ixnay on the A play.
You know, I thought we sacrificed Kristen before. I think we need to sacrifice Jerry. Oh, wait, Kristen's back.
No, she's back. She's back.
Pete had to go.
Kristen, will you please stab him?
She gave you a pouty face.
Stab him with a dull butter knife right now. Will you please?
No, I can't do that.
What? Oh, geez. Come on.
She loves me.
She doesn't understand what's needed in times like this.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the Top Down and Explore Ventures liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Beat it, turkey. I'm in the middle of some Thanksgiving.
Turkey time, turkey time. Turkey time, turkey time. Gobble, 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 squat. Gobble, 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 squat. Gobble, 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 squat.
Everyone,
turkey time.
What time is it? Turkey time next week. You can get started early if you like. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Not only will next weekend be, you know, the first official weekend of the holidays, we will be playing our official Scuba Radio Christmas crap extravaganza songs in high and heavy rotation. As things,
so you're waiting progress. You're waiting for Thanksgiving for that.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I have my limits. I mean,
you didn't start at Halloween.
I don't want to jump the gun. Yeah, I'm more of a traditionalist in that sense.
I got you
because the songs are so sucky. And there's only so much abuse our listeners can put up with.
Greg, you know? I don't know if this is a good time, but our program director is on the line. Should I patch him through? He's demanding to come on the air right now.
Oh, damn.
Should I put him on speaker? Or
I didn't even know we had one, but go ahead.
I told him to wait. We've only got a few more minutes left, but he's really pissed.
All right. Whatever. Yeah. Who's this?
Hey, Greg. How you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. What do you want? What do you need?
This is, it's Mike Beck.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. I remember.
Listen,
right.
I got a couple of things I'd like to run by.
Okay, hurry up. Get
Listen,
to it. What?
Craig?
Yeah.
You got a crutch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm noticing a crutch.
You're noticing a crutch.
You said you were talking about new topics, and you said we're going to dive deeper.
Yeah.
Dive deeper into something.
Right.
It was cute the first 36 times.
Yep. Okay.
I got so.
All right. Thanks for the note.
Hold on. Do you have an ashtray around here?
Wow. Okay.
You can still smoke in here, right?
No, you can't. It's not advised. Okay, we got to go.
So don't say, what are you going to do? You're not going to say what?
We're not going to dive.
Say what?
We're not going to dive deeper anymore. We're just going to go.
There you
go. All right.
All right, thanks.
All right.
All right.
Gosh,
we're going a deep dive.
What the hell's wrong?
Hey, Greg,
wow,
Brittany,
I didn't know
had
we
some information for you.
Yeah, wait, Barry has information. Dive
no,
deeper.
Brittany has information.
Oh, Brittany.
For you.
Also, less Barry. She just left.
Less Brittany, or wait, no.
Less Barry, more Brittany.
Okay, Brittany, you're on. You're up. Time for you to shine. We lost her. Of course. See, yeah. See what you did, Mike.
Great job.
Oh, jeez.
Way to go, Mike.
Yeah. All right. See, we don't need any super.
Maybe
like that.
Kristen has something to say.
Kristen, she's just blown away by all this, and she's going,
the
"Oh my god!"
Haven't heard from Kristen in a while.
Yeah. Okay. Just stop, will you? Just
okay. We got her back.
Okay, Greg.
Yes, Brittany, go.
Okay. So the underwater diving housing,
right?
For the iPhone.
Yeah.
It's called the Dive Volk.
Dive Volk.
Yes.
Okay.
DiveVolk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this can actually go 262 feet, 80 meters.
Sweet.
That's yes, deep. There's one that just goes 33 feet. It's only like $100 or so, $130.
Right. Oh, okay.
And there's another one that's a little more expensive, and that one's the one that can go a little deeper.
I gotcha. All right. Well, we like to go deep, so only deeper.
Deep dive.
Damn it.
What? I thought we hung up the speakerphone.
You did that again.
What?
Good job, Brittany. See, Greg, that's called show prep.
Oh, brother.
Try it once.
All right. Just leave me
Greg,
alone.
Greg, listen to me. The next time you say that phrase, okay, if you say that one more time, your next job will involve the phrase, do you want fries with that?
Okay. Thank you for your support.
Job deep.
Yeah.
I think he's gone.
Yeah.
Cut him off.
I think he was threatening to fire you.
Yeah, no, that's how it is. Every week behind the scenes, people don't know. You just saw, got a little glimpse behind the curtain there.
You just got a ream.
Hey, Greg.
Yes.
Spencer just logged on.
Spencer Slate?
Yes.
Scuba Radio. One of these days I'm going to record
you. Congratulations, Spencer.
Yep. Well, there you go. Absolutely.
Oh, maybe he means Facebook Live.
I don't know what
do you
he
mean
means.
Facebook Live.
Facebook Live.
Yeah, I think
keep looking up at the screen, expecting Captain Slate to magically pop up.
Right. No, I think what it, Jerry's in the mountains of Virginia.
We should dive deep into that.
Sometimes we forget.
I am drinking spring water to get rid of your all's bugs.
Right. So. Understood.
You know,
the bugs.
He's sterilizing his innards.
What kind of bugs you got up there?
Those crusty critters.
Yeah.
Bed bugs.
All right. Well, anyway, I mean, there were a bunch of things at the DEMA show that we all saw that caught our eye. I was very happy. And by the way, just a quick little note about the overall vibe was just super positive, which I mentioned last week. But the numbers for the DEMA show were up. And there's this perception that
that's what I'm glad you, Greg.
Well, there's this perception that the Vegas show does better than the Orlando version of the DEMA show. And according to the official DEMA numbers, that ended up not being the case.
Lies. I mean,
it is rumor and innuendo. And it's a perception that is perpetuated throughout the industry for years. But Tom Ingram pointed that out at the membership meeting last week. But I will predict that in 2020, when DEMA is going to go back to New Orleans, they are going to break records like we have never seen. And that is a good thing for everybody. More business, more cool stuff they'll bring to market, more cool stuff you'll be able to dive with and make
and
your underwater
party.
Enjoyment just that much better. So we'll wrap it up on that positive note as we get ready for the holiday kickoff extravaganza for next week. And till then, gang, are we ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Ready. It's always better. Where?
Down.
We are
pitiful.
The champions.
Yeah, here we are.
Number one.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.